The Trump administration has ended temporary protected status for nearly 200,000 Salvadoran immigrants living in the United States. They must return to El Salvador by September 2019 or face deportation. Temporary protected status is granted to immigrants from countries coping with natural disasters or armed conflict that are deemed too unsafe for immigrants to return to. In recent months, the Trump administration also ended temporary protected status for immigrants from Haiti and Nicaragua. We're joined now by Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, the Bush and Obama administrations extended TPS for Salvadorans some 11 times. So what has the Trump administration said about why it's decided to terminate it this time around?
Yeah, the previous administrations had allowed it to continue, arguing that the country had not fully recovered from the 2001 earthquake that started this designation for them, but also making the argument that the country was still gripped by gang violence, cartel violence that has made it one of the most dangerous in the world. What the Trump administration is now saying is that they based their determination solely on the conditions on the ground as it relates to the recovery from the earthquake. They said that, in fact, they're in the violence down there, what these Salvadorans will face when they go back to the country. They said they followed the letter of the law, which says the designation was based on the earthquake. Things have improved on that score, and so now they should head back to their native country.
Okay, so the administration has given these folks until September 2019. But I'm seeing some astonishing numbers about the Salvadoran immigrants we're talking about. I mean, according to the Salvadoran embassy, 97% of Salvadorans on TPS over the age of 24 are employed and paying taxes. More than half own their homes. And also, there may be more than 100,000 children born in the United States and are now U.S. citizens whose parents are Salvadorans on TPS. So what does this announcement mean for them, for those kids?
Well, that's going to be the biggest question now is that, I mean, the number is actually closer to 190,000 children of the Salvadoran TPS recipients that have been born in the U.S., so they are U.S. citizens. So tens of thousands of families are now going to have to make that decision. Does the parent go back to El Salvador and leave their child here? You know, remember, this has been about 17 years that they've had this status, so the vast majority of these kids are going to be underage, and so they're going to have to make those decisions about whether to break up the family or take their children back to El Salvador. This, again, this incredibly violent, this incredibly dangerous country with these children who may not even speak Spanish because most of them were born and raised, because they were born and raised in this country. So there's the economic impact that this might have on the U.S., so a lot of folks are upset about that. But right, it's that human toll, it's that family dynamic that all of these families are now having to have these discussions. Do we head back or do we just stay in the U.S. as undocumented immigrants and just hope for the best?
Got just less than a minute to go here, Alan. I mean, supporters of the Trump administration and the administration itself have always said the TPS, the T is temporary, that the program was never meant to allow permanent status for these immigrants. But on the other hand, I mean, obviously, there are many people who are quite distressed by this decision. Is there a move to lobby Congress to perhaps create more permanent status for Salvadoran immigrants we're talking about?
Oh, that push has been ongoing for quite a while. I mean, as soon as the Trump administration came in, they've been lobbied by all of the 10 countries that are currently on the TPS list, arguing for extensions. Yes, as you mentioned, supporters of the president say, right, this was temporary. These are supposed to be short-term fixes for these countries. But look at Haiti, for example. They originally got the designation in 2011 after their earthquake, but then they were afterwards, they were hit by another earthquake, they were hit by a hurricane.
Yeah.
And so the argument being, how are you going to send them back to that country, given everything that they faced? So yes, there's a big push right now, and we're going to be hearing a lot more about it
right
in this next year, to find that legislative solution,
yeah,
saying, hey, these Salvadorans have been here 17 years, we got to figure something out for them.
Alan Gomez is immigration reporter at USA Today. Thank you.
Thank you.